This episode of the Inner Whole Uprising is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Welcome to the Inner Whole Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one Black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist hoe who lives in New York City, whose pronouns are they, them, she, and her, and who is happy to be back, motherfuckers. Hello.
And Akua, your favorite bald demisexual, pronouns she and her.
Yes, bald. Yes, bald. Ready to slap your head and your ass. Just kidding. Unless you would let me. Okay, every episode of the Inner Whole Uprising works like this. Myself and my lovely rotating co-hosts talk about sex, love, and dating as it pertains to current events in the world, our lives, and yours. And occasionally we hit you with interviews with insightful folks and do deep dive episodes on a topic of our choice. This episode we'll be talking about sculptures made of sex toys, your neighbors fucking loudly, specifically in New York City. Ooh, speaking of New York City, we're talking about New York City Mayor Eric Adams' anti-LGBTQ staff appointments. We're also getting into an intersex insect and the process of finding a fuck buddy when you're demisexual and so much more.
If you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag Inner Whole Uprising or tweet us at Inner Whole Uprising without the G on Twitter. We're also at Inner Whole Uprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook.
All right. Well, we're going to dive headfirst into some rapid shenanigans. But first, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Relationships take work, especially the most important one you can have in your life, with yourself. Yeah. We here at the Inner Whole Uprising believe in caring for our communities, and we know that the first step in doing that is to nurture ourselves and make sure that we're okay. Make sure we're good. Some ways that I personally make sure that I'm okay are by checking in on my feelings with mindfulness techniques, honoring my own boundaries around my time and my space, and refilling myself creatively and artistically with a slew of hobbies. Akua, how do you invest in yourself?
A lot of those same things, but I also invest in myself by taking my damn antidepressants, engaging in more professional development, maintaining good sleep hygiene and a bedtime routine, and going to therapy.
There you go. All very lovely ways and important ways to invest in yourself. So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you that you matter just as much as everyone else does. And therapy is a great way to make sure you show up for yourself. What are some other good things about therapy, resident therapist, who also goes to therapy? So you know a lot about this.
Well, therapy gives you a space to explore your thoughts, your feelings, and examine your behavioral patterns that are standing in your own way. It helps you to learn coping skills, to manage daily stressors, and improve the way we relate to one another. It can also help you build up to beneficial change. Therapy helped me to take necessary action, and it was actually my BetterHelp therapist who helped me take the step to seeing a psychiatrist and getting on medication, which has truly been life-changing.
Wow. We love that. We actually love to see that. This is an ad, but we truly do love to see it. BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Inner Whole Uprising listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/IHU. That's BETTERHELP.com/I as in inner, H as in ho, U as in uprising. That is BETTERHELP.com/IHU. Okay, enough of the self-love. Let's get into the fucking shenanigans. Am I right?
Oh, hell no! Okay.
All right, so we're starting off with our first segment, and it's a new segment. It is called Fuck Yes or Fuck No. This segment is one in which one of us reads through the headlines that are related to sex, love, and or dating, and the other decides fuck yes, as in learn more, or fuck no, as in I would never like to hear that piece of information ever again. So it's going to be very fun. I hope. I don't know. This is a new experimental territory. Let's go for it. Akua has curated some headlines for us, and the cap is 15 minutes.
All right, but I only got 3 headlines, so we're going to figure it out.
Okay, maybe if we still have 15 minutes, we circle back to maybe a fuck no, or we'll figure it out. We'll see.
All right. Okay. All right, so first up, a sculpture made of 100 magic wands.
Fuck and when yes, you say magic no. wands, if someone has listened to this show for the first time, what does that mean?
Magic wands is a type of sex toy.
Yes.
The vibrating sex toy.
Hold on. Let me just put my timer. Ooh, I already had a laundry timer. Sorry, laundry. This is more important. Okay. Do I want to learn more about that? I'm going to say fuck no. It doesn't revolt me or anything like that. I just feel like some white person, no shade, just put together a whole bunch of, like, how do you even have that much money for that many Hitachi? Those bitches are expensive, first of all. Mm-hmm. So... Or a grant was given to an artist, and I feel like that could have been given to people who needed those magic wands. I'm saying fuck no for now.
All right.
Okay.
Up next, loud sex is ruining hundreds of New Yorkers' lives, 311 reports.
That's a fuck yes. We have to get into that. Please tell me more.
I will tell you more. Let me go to the area where I got the notes because I didn't want you to see any of this.
Okay.
So, according to the Post, mm-hmm. New Yorkers have made more than 270 sex complaints between February 19th of 2021 and February 19th of 2022.
Okay.
To 311. If you guys are not familiar with what 311 is, meaning you don't live in the New York City area, 311 is our non-emergency hotline. So 911 is for emergencies. When you need the police, a firefighter, or an EMS, you call 911. For everything else, you call 311. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, I used to be a 311 operator, baby.
Wait, did you get loud sex complaint calls?
Funny enough, no. This was back in 2011, 2012, 2013-ish. Definitely did get loud noise complaints, but not about sex. So this was interesting to me. I was like, I gotta hear what the hell's happening.
Okay.
So yes, close to 300 sex complaints were made to 311 with reports from everything, including backyard orgies to just sounds of loud, ruthless sex.
Wait a minute. It's the backyard orgies for me.
For me. Okay.
Was that in Queens? Because you know we the only niggas who got backyards over here.
It was in Queens. So if you're not familiar with 311, it's a number that you can call. But I think they also, back when I worked there, they had texting options. And I don't know if they now have like an online written submission option too.
I believe they do, yeah.
Because they be trying to get everybody, you know, one way or the other, you can submit your complaints and we're going to forward it to the right department. So a bit more background about how 311 works. When you call, text, and make this online submission, we forward that complaint to the appropriate department so that they can make they can rectify it or
who responds to the loud sex calls then?
The police. So when you actually make a noise complaint, the popo go, you know, they just put,
not the feds showing up to the backyard orgy.
They just put it low at their priority of of responses, but the police in the local precinct. So it gets forwarded to the precinct that the caller is in and calling from, and the police respond. So these calls were, the report from 311 is calls and online submissions from all five boroughs, even Staten Island. We don't claim it, but them too. And was describing all manners of carnal depravity. That's what the Post says. I love the word. Carnal depravity going on in the apartments next doors and the building stairways and even right outside their window. So I'm going to read to you a couple of the complaints that I highlighted because they took me the fuck out.
I'm so ready.
So someone from Brooklyn in August of 2021 said, there's an gay man splashing his Latino's lover's cheeks with man syrup.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, but this person, first of all, don't be fat shaming up in here. The O word is a slur. But second of all, I feel like that person was writing some fan fiction. Like, I feel like they were getting off on that. They were horny. That was not a complaint.
Those are mad descriptors.
It also reads like a gossip headline.
Exactly.
Maybe it was a gossip journalist. I don't know. Very interesting.
The second one that took me out is a person in Queens said a neighbor was shouting loudly that he's a sexual Tyrannosaurus. Please make him stop. It's the please make him stop.
Yeah, because I feel that though. When you're that tired and it's just like, yo, shut up.
Somebody come and make him stop. Like, I don't care what kind of sexual dinosaur he is. I got work in the morning.
Why is he yelling that though? Because like, what does that mean?
Actually, in a dinosaur suit. Maybe this was a kink of his. I don't know.
A scaly, not a furry. But
you keep your kinks to yourself as they disturb others. Okay.
Yes.
That neighbor didn't consent to that.
Quiet it down a notch. Quiet it down a notch. Damn.
So in December 23, 2021, a complaint was made that went. Some guy is singing Jingle Balls at the top of his voice with another person screaming, "Yes, Daddy, come down my chimney." Baby. Baby.
I kind of like that one. I feel like I would partake in such shenanigans. Especially if it's like around Christmas time. Like, let's just fully go wild.
Let's get into it, okay? Yes. So that is that. The loud.
There's some freaky motherfuckers up in here. Shout out to New York. I've never been more proud of my city. Never been more proud of my city. Okay. All right. What's this next rapid fire thing?
A brothel is offering free sex to people who get a COVID-19 vaccine.
Free sex to people who get a COVID-19 vaccine. I would like to know a little bit more about that. I want to know where that's happening. And what
it's
the responses
not New York
are
City.
Like. Okay, that's what I assumed.
It's not New York. So this was actually a much older headline, but I loved it. So I had to look into it. Uh-huh. And it is centered around a brothel in Austria. If you don't know, Austria, not Australia, is a Western European country. Shout out to Globlo and the other places learning my geography. But back in November, there's an establishment called the Fun Palace Sex Star Sauna Clubs. Such a long ass name. Okay.
Because Austrians speak German, so you know it was actually probably some long ass German compound word. They love their long ass compound words. That's probably what it actually was. But okay.
They were offering 30 minute. Sorry, my mama called, had to send her the voicemail. Hope she's all right, girl.
not during the COVID-19 brothel conversation, mom.
Oh, yeah, hey, girl. It's 8 o'clock, but I hope she's all right. But yes, back in November, they were offering 30-minute vouchers with a sex worker to anyone who got a COVID-19 vaccine at their site.
Shout out to the sex workers.
So one,
really like, okay, go ahead. Yeah.
You were a brothel that also got permission to be a COVID-19. That I'm going there to get my shot.
Oh wait, you could get it on site and then
yes.
Like, oh, that's amazing.
I would love to go to a strip club that gave me my COVID-19 vaccination and then get the club.
Let's make that happen for the fourth booster, yo. Because I'm ready for my fourth booster. So boosters and blowjobs. Oh my god,
booster.
You might have an episode title.
So.
I love it. I love it.
Right. Okay. The club itself had saw a 50% decrease in clientele since the pandemic. So did most places. People weren't leaving. Mm-hmm. And as COVID-19 cases were spiking in the country and under 65% of the population at the time was unvaccinated. This club sought to, you know, market themselves, put themselves where the people needed, and, you know, attract people based on what really gets us going. We know sex sells. So that was their comeback. That was their gimmick to get people vaccinated and into their establishment. But I couldn't follow up to see how they
if it worked or not. Okay. Interesting. We gotta do some investigative journalism off mic.
I did some Googles, but I couldn't, there wasn't anything on how that endeavor went. But
it's on google.de. It's in German speaking Google. I'm gonna use my minimal capabilities and find out what the fuck happened. That was cool. I like that story. Shout out to the public health pussies. Maybe that doesn't
have public health pussies.
I was like, is that as good as boosters and blowjobs? Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you for that, Agua. How much time do we have left in our experiment? We have 5 minutes left. I think we're fine with moving along.
Okay.
All right. Let's flip the order of what we have in this document since you were just talking. Let's go on to fuck is this, and then we'll go back to animals do be gay, though.
Oh my God. What is that? Oh my God. What is that?
Okay. So fuck is this is a moment to discuss, rant about, or laugh at nonsense in the realm of sex, love, and dating. We're starting off with nonsense. That is why I laughed just now, because I know what I'm going to show, and I know it is so silly. You didn't click on this link, correct?
No.
Can I have any? Okay, perfect. Don't click on it. I will show you. I just feel like it's not going to be what you expect. And so, and we'll ask you to describe it for the people. Since this is audio world. Here we go.
What the fuck is... What the fuck am I looking at?
That is a fully naked man on a horse who hates him.
Well, ma'am, I was supposed to describe it, but you did it.
Oh, sorry. Well, you can continue, because there's more. There's more. There are some idiosyncrasies.
So what I'm looking at here is, as Samantha said, a fully naked man wearing a large beach hat that obscures his face. He is saddled onto a horse, and that horse is truly upset. That horse is questioning its life at the moment. That the look on the horse's face, the horse too was like, please don't get me in this photo. I don't want to be documented in this. The horse did not consent to this. The horse did. I know the horse did. The look on the poor horse's face says, I did not consent to this.
You know, that meme of Marge Simpson where she's like hiding her face. This horse is like, nigga, I don't want to be a part of this bullshit, son. Don't catch me on camera.
Catch me on camera. This horse did not consent to this. It didn't want any parts in this. That horse is tired.
I'm so glad that you called it a beach hat, because it is. Did this nigga think it was a cowboy hat?
And the background is set to like a ranch or something. It is a pasture. Yeah. It's a horse. It looks like a farm. That hat is completely out of context. It just don't match up.
His nudity, though.
He is butt naked, y'all. Booty butt naked on this horse.
His dick and balls are on this saddle.
I was literally about to say, where did he place his genitals? Is it comfortable?
No. It doesn't even matter what genitals you have. Anything on the spectrum that don't feel good. Because
my coochie would hurt. So I need a buffer. A bare coochie on the leather saddle.
On the leather saddle? Before moving on, what do you think the goal was, you know? Like, what do you think? Oh, I'm sorry. So the picture is actually uploaded by the person who it is. I won't read the ad because I don't want to drive people to be like, we heard about you. But the caption to go along with the picture is, forgot to mention I'm in Brazil. And there's a little pin emoji. And then it's just my dick and balls is on a horse. I was in Brazil for a month, and my dick and balls were not on. My genitals were not on a horse.
I've never been to Brazil, but nothing about this photo says I'm in Brazil. This could have been taken in fucking Utah, America. Like,
how do you say "get the fuck off me" in Portuguese? Because that's
what the horse is about to say.
All I know how to say is "no" in Portuguese. Now.
I don't
know. Now, nigga.
Why is this how you want to capture your time in Brazil?
Great question. Okay, and that brings me back. I forgot my point. What do you think the goal was? Is this a thirst trap? Because that's why it's in this segment. I thought that it was a thirst trap.
I don't know what the goal of this was, Smith. Because it surely was not to tell the people you was in Brazil. You could stop lying right there. You could stop lying.
Imagine this was like Kentucky or some shit. Like, he didn't even go to Brazil.
That's what I'm saying. I don't, a third.
Oh, God.
A thirst trap? I mean,
wait, I don't know. You responded. Oh, that was a 15-minute timer for the other segment. I don't even know what's going on, bro, but people also did, like, they also commented that the horse was not pleased. That's the horse.
The horse can't even look at the camera. That horse was like, no, not my face. Please.
It's like that meme, like, I bet you're wondering how I got here.
Yes.
Record scratch, freeze frame.
Why you did that to that horse?
I don't know. Oh, God.
That horse is like, I got a family.
I got kids.
Just out there trying to work a hard day and provide a
family.
This we got put
me.
Up with. That horse is tired. God. That horse was like, come lay me down by the pasture, please. Like, turn me into glue. I'm done.
The horse is about to join the great resignation and shit. He's like, I quit, nigga. I'm done. I'm over it, bro.
Done.
I'm fucking over it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what maybe it was a thirst trap gone wrong, but I don't know what the point of that posting that on Beyonce's internet was. So you played yourself. Log off. I'm gonna need you to go ahead and log off.
God. Okay. All right. I had a rant. I don't want to talk about it anymore because that made me laugh so much and I'm not in a ranty mood, but we'll talk about this really quickly. Shout out to Naima, aka Queen from the Tea with Queen and Jay podcast, and Miss Vixen the magazine, for sharing this in our group chat. We gotta talk about it. I don't know if you saw us in the group chat, Akua, but
no, please, I did. Please and read it. I was just like, I'm just gonna put my phone down because I'm tired of the world shenanigans.
Please read it.
So the tweet says, PSA, vibrators send EMF waves to your womb, and that's very destructive. ! Mad exclamation point.
Yes.
I've never
And then owned- also the horny emoji. Yeah, me, that's the horny emoji, but I don't know what they meant by it.
It very much reads hot and bothered to me, and I don't know.
Ooh, those EMF waves, girl.
Yeah. It goes on to say, I've never owned/used one, but just found this out today, and I'm glad. Woo, the girls aren't going to like this one.
And then they add somebody, but we don't need to talk about who they added, and we not even gonna read their app because I don't want to interact with these people.
My question is, where'd you find this out? Was it on the 5 o'clock news? Because I missed that one. News didn't hit me up about it or nothing.
This was I don't know, you know, the WhatsApp aunties who share their, you know, COVID-19 mm-hmm. misinformation in addition to other things. There's some sort of alternate stream of information about your vagina. I don't know if it's like happening on WhatsApp or Twitter or YouTube, but there's a whole CD underground and yeah, pussies. Oh, I'm sorry, vibrators and EMF waves.
Sam, what does EMF stand for? Electromagnetic
field. I just learned this last night.
Field?
Yeah. I don't know. We have superpowers, Akua, because I know that you have a lot of vibrators. I have.
Oh, baby. This
we are. Janicia does those Storm cosplays, but we are Storm up in here as well because we are conducting some fucking energy, okay? Because
my womb, I tell you what, okay? It's fucking electromagnetic now. By all means.
Yeah, at this point, after this pandemic.
This pandemic? Honey, and before the pandemic, I was in a whole 3-year drought, baby. This one, it's fucking glowing. It's
pussy
like
on higher levels, yo. You can't even touch this pussy. Literally,
higher level vibes out this coochie, like
static shock, nigga.
I cannot get pregnant because I don't know what I'm gonna give birth to. That baby gonna have superpowers.
The X-Men, nigga. You have to get pregnant now.
I have to
birth
see what my child comes out doing. Are you playing me?
Oh, God. All right. Well, thank you for the shenanigans, internet. We appreciate you every time. Let's go on to our next segment.
He humped a male dog. The owner said, this dog must be gay.
Animals do be gay, though. We talk about the both gender and sexual diversity of
or found in nature.
Yeah, yeah, of animals. All right, let's go.
Found in nature. And today we are going to talk, we're going to be talking about Charlie the Intersect Insect.
Charlie has a name.
Charlie has a name. I'll give Charlie pronouns they, them.
Okay.
But no one else, you know, Charlie didn't tell us what they pronoun was. Right, and no one else gave him pronouns. Exactly. So, they, them. Mm-hmm. Charlie is a guy. Sam, help me out with this word. You know how to say this word.
I do. Guy andropomorphic.
Thank you.
Oh, no, there's no pro. It's guy andromorphic. Sorry.
Charlie is a guy andromorphic green bean stick. That's not the scientific name, but I was meant to do that right now. Green bean stick insect who was bred by Lauren Garfield of Waldering Fields, Suffolk. Not Long Island, but England.
They out there in Suffolk County. Wait, isn't it just like... Lauren Garfield is white, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that, like, we don't have a broad diversity of careers and jobs, because we do, but also we are held back by, like, socioeconomic constraints. Wouldn't it be nice to just be a white person just fucking breeding green bean insects? Like, what is that, your job? Breeding, is that your hobby? Like, fuck off.
I'm telling you.
Niggas gotta ride the fucking E train for like an hour and a half or whatever. This bitch is breeding green bean insects.
They do know the hard work. Shoot. Foolishness.
Okay, continue.
So a guy andromorph is a creature, usually a bird or an insect, that has male and female anatomy simultaneously. The two sexes of the animals often split down their midline. In Charlie's case, one half of their body is a bright apple green color of the female species, while the other half has the brown wings of a male of their species. According to the BBC, what does BBC stand for? I'm sorry.
That's so funny, because the last time this happened, I just said big black cock and Rodecca was like, no, it's not. And then I think it was British Broadcasting Channel.
Hey, okay.
Or something. I don't know. I'm just too busy making cock jokes.
Yeah. Anyway. According to the BBC, the Natural History Museum has confirmed that Charlie is the first reported gyandromorph in that species. So Garfield then donated Charlie to the museum, where Charlie will be euthanized for research because the insect shrivels rapidly after natural death. But it's okay, because insects like Charlie only live around a year of age, Earth years, and Charlie is fully grown and is going to die anyway. It took a dark turn. It took a dark turn.
It got so sad. And like in the notes, Akua wrote down, "We'll die soon." So I read ahead and I was like, "Oh shit!" And then you changed it. You was like, "Gonna die anyway," and that hurt me again. I'm sorry.
We'll die soon. That was very insensitive. They will die soon.
Oh, Charlie, I'm glad that they lived a good life, though.
A long life.
Oh, was it even good? Oh, let's not take it in.
I don't know what that lady did with him. I'm hoping so. I'm not gonna ask that question.
Okay. So they're gonna study Charlie for science. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. You love to see it?
I don't know.
It's good to know.
Yes, it's good to know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shall we move on?
Yes, we shall. Okay. Yes, we shall.
That was good.
We do be gay, though.
Yes. And we're gonna get into some political shenanigans in a bit. But first, come kick it. And I do mean come. No, I actually don't mean come. Please don't come. But like, arrive. Kick it with myself and the fun motherfuckers we call the IHU Patreon community this Thursday, March 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. For the low of $2 a month, you can support your fave queer, black, feminist, sex-led podcast, that's us, and have access to the weekly content, hangouts, and resources we put up for you on Patreon. If you're not down with all that, you can still monetarily support Inner Hoa Uprising by hitting up our PayPal. The links to our Patreon and our PayPal are in the show notes.
Just another smooth exercise in political manipulation. Deceit and deception, callousness and indifference to our individual problems, and the disgusting playing of divisive politics.
Let's get into the segment that we call Politics. This is the segment where we talk about legislation or public officials that affect sex and relationships, LGBTQ folks, and or sex workers. We, in case you don't know, in case it's your first time listening, live in New York City and are directly impacted by New York City politics and have the most likelihood of affecting change in New York City as it is where wherever you live. So more often than not, we will try to zero in on those political shenanigans. We hope you are, though, politically engaged wherever you reside, mm-hmm. even if it's where the money reside. I hope he's doing okay. All right. Today, we're talking about our new mayor, Eric Adams, and some appointments he has made of people who have expressed anti-LGBTQ sentiments. Have you heard about this,
Akua? Ooh, tomatoes.
Yes. Have you heard about this?
Briefly, yes, but I'd like to hear more.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to read two articles, but first I'm going to start off with this article by Katie Honan and Claudia Isery Aponte from The City, which is a local digital news publication all about New York City. So the article's title is Another Adams Pick with Anti-LGBTQ Plus Views Shows Trend. Very disturbing. And that was published February 18th of 2022, this year. A 2013 mayoral candidate who was against marriage equality has been appointed to Mayor Eric Adams' immigration office, sparking outrage from staffers and advocates who see a pattern within the new administration. Eric Salgado, this first person, was picked this week to be an assistant commissioner of outreach at the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs, working on initiatives for the city's millions of immigrants. Feel free to interject at any time if you want. Cool. It's the first job in government, according to his bio. Salgado is a pastor.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to pause right there.
This is going to be his first job in government. But he ran for mayor and he was opposing gay marriage. So there's a lot to take in there. So if you can't see video,
see Akua's face, it just confusion.
Flabbergasted.
It's written across.
Yes. Salgado is also a pastor at the Iglesia Jovenes Cristianos in Brooklyn and runs a Spanish language ministry radio station. Salgado ran unsuccessfully in 2013's Democratic primary for mayor, where his stance against marriage equality was brought up throughout his campaign. That's kind of funny. They were just airing his ass out. Like, shut up, homophobe! Exactly. Shut up! Get off the stage! He marched with then State Senate Reverend Ruben Diaz Sr. in a rally against marriage equality in 2011 and was in. I wasn't like politically engaged at that time because I think I was like 19 or something, but just imagine, because you know it was like five people, they're just walking through streets of the Bronx. I think that's where Ruben Diaz Sr. is from. Just being homo, like how ridiculous, just like how you sound, son. How the fuck do you sound? And was endorsed in the 2013 race by the National Organization of Marriage, a nonprofit group opposed to same-sex marriage. Salgado has also been an ardent supporter of Adams since at least his Brooklyn borough president days, frequently posting photos of the two together on his social media. He served on the mayor's transition team and also worked as his quote-unquote spiritual advisor. When questioned by the city Thursday, Salgado said his views had changed over the years and promised to support all immigrants seeking help. I am proud to serve in this administration under the leadership of Mayor Adams and share his long-held values of tolerance and inclusion, he said in an emailed statement. My views have evolved as society has evolved.
Sir,
2011.
This is 2013, like not the 1980s.
Will and Grace had been on for a couple of years. Will and Grace.
What are you talking about?
Pride Parade had been going on. Okay. Wrote Salgado, echoing phrasing used by higher level Democrats than him. A spokesperson, they're all doing their fucking face turn. They're all like, oh, yeah, we're not homophobic anymore. A spokesperson for the mayor who did not want to be named would not answer if Salgado now supports marriage equality or further explain his quote unquote evolved views.
So can nobody tell us how you've evolved? That means, nobody wants to speak on it. No one. But I'm supposed to take your word that you evolved.
Right. He's like, they can live now. They're still going to hell, though. The spokesperson pointed to the mayor's history of support for LGBTQ plus issues, including voting for same-sex marriage while in state Senate. He also appointed many LGBTQ plus staffers to high-level jobs in his administration, the spokesperson noted. Salgado's hiring has rankled. That's an interesting word, rankled. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Shout out to the journalists who wrote this. Some staffers at MOIA, according to sources in the administration. One top staffer pointed to an event he attended this week with former city council member Ruben Diaz Sr., a Pentecostal minister who has also protested against marriage equality. At one time said the city council was, quote unquote, controlled by... Oh, at one time, Ruben Diaz Sr. said that the city council was, quote unquote, controlled by the... homosexual community.
There we go.
The gay agenda.
My favorite agenda, I tell you.
He stated that he has changed, that his views have evolved, but if your event as a higher up of this organization is with these people, that to me shows your ideas haven't changed and that you are going to use this position now to advance those ideas. And I think that's dangerous. Yeah. A top level staffer at MOIA told the city on Friday. Others in the community have seen it as a trend of questionable hires by Adams. As a queer immigrant, it's really disturbing to me that the Adams administration would appoint someone who has made awful homophobic remarks for any agency in the city, but even more so MOIA. Immigrant Affairs. Natalia Aristizabal Bentiker, the deputy director of the nonprofit organization Make the Road New York. Her organization works for a large community of trans immigrants who rely on the Office of Immigrant Affairs for a variety of services, she said. Mm-hmm. There's a trend here, and our main concern is that people who are not either a part of this community or willing to understand these communities will be in the best position to understand queer immigrants, she said. Mm-hmm. This is a city that has become more progressive and it's going backwards. The mayor faced criticisms earlier this month after Politico reported that former Bronx council member Fernando Cabrera would lead the city's mental health office. So we got immigrant, Office of Immigrant Affairs, and now the mental health office. Mm-hmm. Cabrera is also a pastor who had once expressed support for a law in Uganda that allowed the execution of people convicted of being gay. I actually just need a fucking moment of silence because that is fucking wild that you even ever have a job ever again in your life. Like, evolve you, sure, but that's actually wild. Okay. Although the decision was blasted by many LGBTQ officials, he is still being considered for a role in the administration, Politico reported. Adams also appointed Brooklyn pastor Guilford Monrose to lead the city's faith-based office. So that's the third person, despite anti-LGBTQ comments made in interviews and on social media. Councilmember Tiffany Caban, a Democrat in Queens, who describes herself as queer, said the appointment of Salgado and the others with anti-LGBTQ views to high-level positions in government goes against Adams' goal of equity. Mm-hmm. If we're saying we want to build a city that's equitable, there should be a movement to root out all forms of bigotry, she told the city. Mm-hmm. Danny Drom, a former city council member who represented a large immigrant community in Queens and is also gay, called it unacceptable. There's a very large community of immigrants who come to the United States because they've been persecuted in their own country, said Drom, now retired. This is the place they come because they believe they can find freedom. Before I move on to the next order of business, do you have anything to say about all of that? It was a lot, girl.
It was a lot.
Cool just hung her head in disgust
and sadness.
Yeah. I didn't vote for this nigga.
It's just, you know, because it's like, obviously you're not thinking that intersections exist, you know, right. That
you don't have the range. You don't have the range to even think about that, bro.
You don't. And I'm scared of what this is going to look like for New York City moving forward. What qualifications did they have to be appointed into these offices? And these are always the questions that I have. What did they have, show, experience that said this needs to be the person of immigration, affairs? This
first
is the
of all, yeah, number one. But then number two, no matter what the fuck you showed, you're not qualified.
You don't. 8 years ago, you don't have the right.
Just 8 years ago, you were homophobic. Just 8 years ago. So from the past 8 years, you are now like well-versed in the intersections of being queer and an immigrant, that you can address those issues.
And even if magically you are,
you would be saying it out loud all the time. Can nobody
speak to it? Can no one speak to this evolution?
I've evolved.
And that's all we got on your evolution. No one has shown the
if
work.
You truly
no
have,
one has
exactly.
speak on it that you have done.
You would show the proof. You would show the proof. Work. You don't got it. It's not true. You're lying to us. And it's fucking frustrating. Okay, so next thing. Just to boil your blood a little more. Sorry.
Why you on this?
On February 21st, one of the reporters, Katie Honan, posted a clip on her Twitter page of a person named Yasmin from Jackson Heights. Shout out to Queens in this episode. Okay. confronting Mayor Adams regarding these appointments. So I'm going to play it because it's still up.
Okay.
And there we go.
Let me take this picture.
No, I'd like to know.
Well, that's rude.
A proven homophobe.
Yeah. Let's,
as assistant commissioner of the mayor's office of immigrant affairs, Eric Salgado has a demonstrated history of homophobia. And I would like you to explain what it means that you're appointing somebody like that to have a senior leadership position at the mayor's office of immigrant affairs.
First, I'm talking to you. Don't yell at me, please.
People have already asked and we have not gotten
don't
a response.
Yell at me. Don't
I think
yell
we deserve a response.
When you
thank
can
you.
Talk like a human being, then we can talk.
Oh,
then we can.
Welcome to
oh,
hi. Thank you. How are you?
Good
to see you.
Good job, sir.
When you can, not to laugh, but when you can speak like a human being, when you are being asked why you're appointing a homophobe to a high position. And all you can say is, why are you yelling at me? Obviously, when you're outside, there's lots of people around. The barrier, you know, the noise obstruction is evident. They're speaking in a high volume, but that person was not yelling at him. Why can you not answer
say,
the question?
When you're ready to talk to me like a human being, when you're appointing someone who did not view a whole category of people as human beings.
Of humans.
And then also, like, I don't think that person was yelling. I do think that there was, like, some bass behind their voice. But rightfully fucking so, nigga. I elected you. I paid your salary and his salary.
And like they said, you've already wiggled your way out of this questioning before. So, yeah, there's going to be some passion. When I get the mic, you're going to hear it because I'm going to need you to answer. When I've already seen and heard that you are not willing to be held accountable by this decision. Yes, there's going to be some bass in my voice. There's going to be some passion in my voice because this isn't the first time you're getting this question. And you have yet to answer.
It gave paternalistic vibes. Didn't it give very third grade teacher? When you're ready to talk to me, then we can talk like adults. Like, no.
No.
So, he did meet with LGBTQ leaders. That is the plot twist. That's the next order of business. So, on March 3rd, 2022, Adams met with LGBTQ leaders. And I'm going to read an abridged article about that. This article is from The Daily News. The title is, Mayor Adams meets with LGBTQ leaders after sparking outrage over New York City appointments. And it was written by Michael Gartland and Chris Sommerfeld. It reads, Mayor Adams heard concerns from LGBTQ leaders Thursday in a private city hall meeting days after drawing ire for appointing three people who have espoused anti-gay views in the past. But according to three people who attended the meeting, the mayor made no commitments to the gay community aside from maintaining a continued dialogue. Skipping a little bit further down in the article because it's just a reflection of pretty much the information that I already gave. We want an office that has a budget, said prominent LGBTQ activist Alan Roscoff, who pointed to similar offices that existed under leadership of Mayor David Dinkins and Mayor Ed Koch. He needs to have recognizable LGBTQ people everywhere. I agree with that. Also because the city is so fucking tangent. Run on tourism and all that shit, and queer culture is such an export of this fucking city. How many people come here for Pride? You're just gonna spit in people's fucking faces like that? Former city council speaker Christine Quinn also attended the meeting, said Adams took in requests for more city funding from programs targeted at and developed by transgender people of color. He also acknowledged an expanded LGBTQ curriculum within city schools and hiring more LGBTQ people to important city jobs. For me,
I'm sorry, just so I clarify. Because the beginning statement said that he made no commitments, except we gonna keep talking about this. So this is what people posed to him in this meeting. These were their demands. And
Let me reread that. Former city council speaker Christine Quinn, who also attended the meeting, said Adams took in requests, so he heard the request, for more city funding for programs targeted at and developed by transgender people of color. He also acknowledged an expanded LGBTQ curriculum within city schools and hiring more LGBTQ people to important city jobs. So I guess acknowledged in that sentence is like, we should do that.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, these people.
But I'm not clear, to be fair.
That's what it sounds like to me. People at the meeting made their requests, stated their demands, and he said, yeah, I hear you. We'll keep talking on that. We'll workshop that a bit.
Okay. Next paragraph. For me, the two most pressing things are to do more for the Department of Education and to dedicate more funding to the community, in particular the transgender community. That's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Why are those the two most pressing things, Christine? When one of the, like the, because it was the Department of Immigration, the Department of Mental Health who have these appointments. So I don't think that those two things, like obviously better education when it comes to LGBTQ identities is better for the greater good, but I don't know why those are the two most pressing things. Unless those are the two most things that he pressed. I don't know. I didn't really get that quote. The Thursday afternoon meeting in City Hall comes in response to Adams' controversial appointment of three Christian pastors, Fernando Cabrera, Eric Salgado, and Guilford Monrose, who have expressed anti-gay views before being tapped for their jobs in the Adams administration. Skipping down a little bit further, gay rights activists have slammed the appointments despite Adams' contention that the men have evolved since making their anti-LGBTQ views public. He didn't attempt to explain the appointments or defend anyone he's appointed, nor did the community engage on that level, State Senator Brad Holyman said of the meeting. A lot of us don't know what to really think when three appointments were made and have such a long, sordid history of homophobic comments and actions. That said, I guess the real test is going to be moving forward and watching this administration. I hate that that's the real test. I hate that potential harm has to be done for like it to be addressed in any sort of way. Councilman Chai Osei, who, fun fact, is Reggie Osei's son, who is a Combat Jack, rest in peace of the Combat Jack show, a member of the city council's LGBTQ caucus, stressed that Adams didn't make any firm commitments in the meeting despite a long list of demands. Mm-hmm. I just want to see a follow through on any of the things that were asked in that room.
Give me
the word any in that sentence is so funny. Where the sympathy lies is in the action that's supposed to come after. That's why we are all waiting in this moment to see the action that we all requested of the mayor today. Ruskoff, who leads the Jim Owls Liberal Democratic Club, said that since the controversy erupted, he's spoken with Adams over the phone about the appointments. According to Ruskoff, Adams justified making the picks because he, quote unquote, believes in redemption and second chances. He praised Adams for his support of gay marriage when he was a state senator and said three appointments will be viewed historically as a stain on his administration. There are now three more homophobes in city government than there should be. That was kind of a bar.
Okay.
Still, he noted he hopes Adams and the city's LGBTQ community can now put the episode behind them. Okay. We hope we have a great relationship with him moving forward, he said. That's that politics shit. Yeah, thoughts?
The whole we gotta wait and see what they do, I would be semi-okay with that. If y'all show me the receipts of these evolutions, if you can truly show me redemption, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna watch them. But when I'm asking for the receipts and everybody's like, no, but they changed. All I got for you was words. And then I got to wait for potential harm. No, no.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think like as I said earlier, evolution is all good and well. Nobody was like, this is a fucked up world, bro. Like, there are many systems of oppression acting on many people all the time. You ingrain that shit. These motherfuckers are pastors. Like, yeah, that is all up in and around Christianity or whatever. But you gotta actually change.
You like, gotta actually change.
It's fine to change, but like, actually do it. Don't just say you did it. And don't do it for PR or whatever.
And you need
to think nobody's gonna realize.
And you need to be, you say you've changed. I can't tell you've changed because no one can speak to this change. And typically if something changed, if I change, Samantha can say, yeah, you know, she's gotten better at that. You know, there will be people that will come up to bar so that I'm not held in the same view that I once was. People will advocate that other people see my change. Everybody's like, he said he changed, so I guess he changed. What the fuck is that? And you yourself cannot pull the receipts to show that you've changed. So I'm going to take that you are the same person.
You know what I would be curious to know? And I don't know, you know, like, no shade to the city or anything like that. It's a fucking it's a nonprofit or whatever. I don't know if anybody has the grunt to do this, but I would be very curious because, like, interviewing politicians is like, you're only going to get so far. Like, that's what that last quote was, like, we'll all move forward together. Like, you're going to get a political quote even if somebody's like on the other side of an ideology. But like, I guess maybe nobody would speak to them, but like, all these people are pastors. If we spoke to their parishioners, is it an LGBTQ affirming church?
Like,
is it?
Okay. Like,
are they providing services for the queer community?
Are you welcoming in evolution? The queer community as they are? And teaching them text and things that does not go against their identity.
Are you giving them like services, bro? Like, do you see, like, you know how like it's like, oh, we have to help the poor, whatever, mm-hmm. Let's feed the poor. Are you going to like, I forgot what the person's name is who runs that organization for the trans immigrants. Like, are you volunteering there on Sunday after church? Like, are you doing it? Like,
are we fundraising?
Are you making inroads? Are you calling them? Are you trying to reach out? Are you saying you're welcome? Are you doing any of that shit?
No.
Are you just talking?
Because no one talking? Can speak to it. Because no.
It's actually not happening.
It's not.
That's why
happening.
The article doesn't exist because it never happened. Allegedly. I don't know. Jeez. Yeah. All right. Me neither, girl. Me neither. We have 8 minutes left in the episode. I'm very excited to hear about your demisexual experiences. So let's move on from that. If anybody has any thoughts, feel free to write in about our colorful political landscape here in New York City. Black China was tiger, boom, boom. Kylie Jenner used PR, boom, boom. Get a tiger from China, boom. So China does be tiny brother, boom. Let's get into Fuck Me, the segment about our sexual, romantic, and or dating lives.
I wanted to talk a bit about being demisexual in a non-romantic sex-only relationship.
It's been cool. She out here getting her back blown out.
Okay, I am. I am though, and it's causing me quite confusion. Okay, it is causing dissonance in my mental landscape because I don't understand what the hell
interesting.
Is happening. So I met a guy on the Field app. Let's call him Johnny D.
Yeah. Not Johnny Dick. Why would you name him that?
Johnny D. Yeah. And me and Johnny has been fucking since August of 2021. We link about once a month. Would like it to be a bit more frequent, but life, adulting is mad hard, okay?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
We live in two different boroughs. So it's like a long distance relationship already.
Pretty much.
So as a demisexual, if this is your first time listening, I am a demisexual. And that basically means, if I can put this, Jay from Tea and Queen Jay always has a nice definition. I never remember it. I need to like stamp it on my forehead. But basically means that I need some type of emotional connection with you before I can allow you near literally any part of my body, not just my genitals, but I don't want you in my space. I don't even want to look at you sometimes. It runs that deep for me because I don't like these men. But I'm unfortunately sexually attracted to them sometimes. Mm-hmm. So when I think about this relationship, again, me and Johnny been fucking since August. It's about 7 months now. I don't know nothing about this man aside from his name, first and last, his birthday, his address, the people who live in his home, his STD and COVID status. a little bit about his family because that ties into his home composition. I need to know who they are because I can get COVID.
You have a census report on him, essentially.
I got a census report on this man. I got enough to file child support if I ever needed to. And that's it. What are his hopes and dreams? Bitch, I don't know. Does he have a favorite color? Maybe. Does he like waffles or pancakes? Couldn't tell you. Could not tell you.
Okay.
Don't know nothing about this man. Nothing. Mm-hmm. But the bare basics. I tend to avoid deep conversations with him because, as you can tell, because I know nothing about this man, just because niggas will talk themselves out of pussy. And
that's
quite enjoying the sex that we have. Mm-hmm. And I am very scared that anything else will turn
one
me
more
off.
Piece of information.
That's one it. More piece of information will turn this coochie off. I tell you, if it's wrong, when I say we avoid, we don't talk about nothing. We don't talk about nothing. I'm trying to think. It'd be pure silence on the train, on the drive back to the train station. Like, nothing. Yeah, we don't talk about nothing.
Oh my God. Okay.
That's a damn shame. And I say that again to preface the fact that I typically need some type of emotional connection. And I think there's enough. I siphon enough from what I know to make it work.
Like, is he like a nice person? Like, even though you don't know anything about him, like, can you gather anything about his personality?
I don't know. He got a personality because he's a mega. But what really keeps me going is that he has an elderly family member that he's like the primary caretaker of, and like he is very attentive to that. So like one time we linked up and booked a room, and it was a bit closer to him, which was fine because he always travels to the boondocks of Queens where I live. So I was like, all right, I can drive out to you. That's cute, whatever. And he was like, oh, I just got to keep my phone on and I might have to leave in the middle of the night just to check in on my grandma and then I'll come right back. And that was just like, oh, see, that's what I need. That's all I need. That's so sweet.
That's good. Yeah. That's
make sure good. She and or like one time we were supposed to hang out. And then he called me in this like frenzy. He was like, oh, you know, I can't make it because my grandma fell and I got to make sure she's okay. And I can't leave her in the hospital. And I was just like, that pulls at my heartstrings. I love the elderly. I love kids. I love babies. And I love the elderly.
I love the elderly. So and that's also doubly important because like a certain type of nigga will be like, yo.
A certain type of nigga will be like, she's in the hospital. So, they got nurses.
Somebody's
there.
Watching her in the
through.
Hospital. Yeah, exactly. So it's very good to know that he's not that kind of thing.
Okay, so those are the things that I hold on to.
Yeah.
And I take it as far as I can. But sometimes it doesn't get me that far. Sometimes sometimes we'll be having sex and I'm like, this is supposed to feel good, but... And it does, but it's off. Like, there's just something missing for me. And I can't pinpoint it. Like it's like a lack of passion on my side. Like when I say we have bomb ass sex, we have bomb ass sex. I cannot deny it. We have bomb ass sex. But it always feels a little empty. And I don't know how to reconcile that. Because again, I am very afraid to get to know this man.
Yeah.
It'd be sad.
That's a rock in a hard place.
Because I will learn one thing. All he has to say is, all he has to say is, I still listen to R. Kelly. And I'm like, well, damn, that was good.
A nigga will say it. Like,
and it really will be, it was good knowing you. Like, it's such a tight.
You had at that point, like, yo.
I really got to go. Like, I can't reconcile. I can't. The coochie will turn off, like just all the way off. I walk a very tight rope with this man.
You really do.
Just to keep things going. But there's a part of me that sometimes feel like, I do want to talk to him more. I do want to do things outside of linking up for, like, I need that emotional intimacy. Like, there are times I find myself pulling for it, and then I gotta wind myself back. And mm-hmm. it's like, how is this going? Yes.
I have a question. When you agreed to whatever terms you agreed to and talked about your relationship, mm-hmm. did you tell him that you don't want to, like, know anything about, like, did you tell him you wanted it to be this kind of, for lack of a better word, sterile kind of thing?
Yes. So that was our agreement. You know,
because I was curious to know, like, if he was abiding by it or if he was just like, bitch, I don't want to know shit about you neither. Like, I wasn't sure.
No, we definitely agreed to keep it this way. We both stated our boundaries and we respect it.
Is that something you proposed and he said he wanted? Or is that something you proposed and he was like, I'm okay with that?
That is something I proposed and he said, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. The romantic in me is like, he has a little Kua shrine in his closet. He just, he's waiting for her to open the door.
I don't think so. He does seem a little emotionally unavailable, or maybe that's just because of how things are set. But I realized that in thinking about it, I want the boyfriend experience without the boyfriend, because I also am not emotionally in the space to give nothing to no one. But I do want to be courted. I do want to go on dates. I do want to socialize outside of a bedroom. But not with this.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because it's extra good. Maybe I'll start fresh with somebody, see what I take.
That makes sense. That's a good idea. Keep it separate. Fresh. Separation of church and state. Separation of dick and boyfriend.
Okay. But then what will happen, and this is what scares me, is that if I find that with someone, if I find a romantic relationship with someone, there will be no sex with me and him. Like, that would all just disappear. But we have really great sex.
What if you started to have good sex with a new person?
I don't know if we're going to have great sex. We might have good sex, but we have great sex. We have great sex. And all my years of fucking, I'd give him number one.
Yo.
Okay, like, baby.
Johnny D is laying the D. His name is fitting. Jeez. Ooh, would you, bitch, are you fucking monogamous or not, yo? Like, what's going on?
Bitch, I don't know. Don't ask me questions.
That's another thing. You could continue to, when you start a boyfriend experience with someone else who's great, you would not want to continue.
Yeah, there would be no interest in him.
Ooh, okay. This is a conundrum. You got some things to weigh in your brain. Keep us updated. Aku is going to do speed dating, y'all, or some matchmaking. Are you going to do those things?
Yes. And then the funniest thing, which tells you that this man does not know me. So one time we was getting down on the get down. And I was giving him a head and I was sucking on his balls, playing with the gooch. And he made like this hint that like I could go lower, meaning I could eat his ass. And I was like, this man don't know me, nor does he listen to this podcast. This man don't know me.
The cishet man ass rule.
This man don't know me. This man don't know me at all.
Child, that's funny.
That was a good time.
That is funny. Okay. Thank you for that was very interesting. I'm sad that you're in a conundrum, but I'm glad that you shared. And I hope that it all works itself out. Yes, I don't know how.
If someone has something to offer me, because I took this to my therapist and she kind of looked at me like, girl. And I was like, well, damn, can nobody help me? am I going to have to pray on this? Like, what? So if y'all got some choice words, help me out.
Okay. Yeah. Calling all demisexuals up in here. How does one navigate the situation, y'all? Okay. Well, that has been another lovely episode of Inner Ho Uprising. Be back. I was gonna say we back and we better, but I think we're like good. We've always been good.
Oh, we've always been good.
Yeah. It's fine. Okay, well, if this episode made you laugh, helped you learn something, made you feel good, made you question yourself in a good way, or positively moved you in any sense, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or just leave us a rating on Spotify. And let everyone you know that you love these hoes. We appreciate all of you.
And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Inaho Uprising without the G on Twitter, at Inaho Uprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook. You can head to InahoUprising.com to pay a hoe or cop some merch. And y'all can find me, Akua, at Hey Akua Girl on Instagram.
You can find me at SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter. Those are in the show notes. Reminder, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And you, the listeners, can get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/IHU. That is Better, B-E-T-T-E-R, Help, H-E-L-P.com/ I as in inner, H as in ho, U as in uprising. Have a lovely motherfucking week, because you deserve to.
See you. Bye. Next week.